This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Scott Isringhausen. He is the Urban Fishing Coordinator for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. And welcome to the show, Scott.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Scott, you might be the fishing coordinator, but today our topic of conversation is eagles, something you've been doing for quite some time at Pere Marquette State Park. And we're going to discuss the Bald Eagles Days for Pere Marquette State Park coming up January 15th through March 4th. But before we get to this year, maybe we could ask you last year, how was the eagle population in the area? And maybe was there any unusual or standout occasions during last year's tours?
Well, a couple things that I can think about that were I guess, encouraging. Really didn't see as many eagles as what we've seen some years. It was a pretty mild year, a lot like it is this year. Saw plenty of eagles for everyone to see. But the one thing that I would like to say is that there was more young eagles than what I've seen in several years. I think the reproduction must actually be increasing all the time. And we did have some really good days. You know, some days we saw 70, 80, 90 eagles, and we saw some days we saw 20, 15, 20, 30 eagles. But all in all, it was a pretty good year.
But basically, you see at least a few on most all of your tours.
I've been doing this now for, I think, 25 years, and there's never been one program that we haven't seen four or five eagles on the very low end, but sometimes as many as, like I said, 100 or more.
This year's event, as I stated, starts up January 15th, and if you'd like to, I guess you could bring out some of the dates, and I also will ask you, as you're talking about the dates, there'll be tours available. Are reservations needed for these tours?
Reservations are required. The first date, like you said, was January the 15th. The program start at 8:30 in the morning. I'll do about a half an hour informative talk on the bald eagle. I'll have a stuffed immature as well as a mature eagle for everyone to look at. A cast of eagle eggs, a real eagle wing. Then after that, we'll show a video on our national bird, and then actually even depart to find wintering bald eagles.
The dates are?
The dates are, it starts on January the 15th is the first one, which is a Friday, then one on the 19th of January, then the 22nd of January, the 25th of January, the 27th, the 28th, 29th, and 30th of January, and then again the 1st, the 3rd, and the 4th of February, the 5th, the 6th, the 18th, 19th, 25th, 26th, and the very last program will be March 4th for this year.
Scott, as far as the programs, you have places you've talked about before, and probably those will be the places you visit again this year, but sort of how does it start, where do you go, and what's sort of the whole tour route?
Sure. Well, we mentioned the indoor part, or kind of what takes place with that, but yes, I have a van. I'll take the first 13 people with me in the van. The other folks will get to follow, and you do need to make a reservation, but in saying that, we first start out on the Illinois or the Jersey County side of the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge, actually the Gilbert Lake Division. In that area, we get to see an active eagle's nest, and that'll be one of the only places that we will actually hike. We'll take about a 250-yard walk down to the nest, take a look at the nest, then walk back to the vehicles, and then get ready to go to our next spot, which is typically the Brussels Ferry, which is a great place to see our national bird. From there, we cross the ferry. We look at some access roads on the Calhoun County side of the ferry. We'll stop at Royal Landing. Sometimes we do stop at Royal Landing. We'll go out onto Swan Lake. We will take a break at the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge, which is a great place to see ducks, geese, eagles, and all different types of wildlife. And inside there, they got some really neat displays on eagles and other types of wildlife. From there, we travel up through Calhoun County, typically go to the backside of the Winfield Lock and Dam, which is a great place to see our national bird. We'll eat lunch most days at the Barefoot Restaurant, which is in Hardin, Illinois, watch some eagles while we eat. And typically from there, we make one other stop after lunch, which is the Goder Island Refuge, hopefully see a couple eagles there, cross back across the Joe Page Bridge into Greene County, then into Jersey County, then make our way back to the park and get back sometime around 3 to 3:30 in the afternoon, depending on how the day goes.
And obviously, this is the cold time of the year. As far as what should people wear and maybe what can they bring, like should they bring binoculars or cameras or whatever, what do you suggest?
A couple things I suggest, and yes, you said it's the cold time of the year. Dress to be out of your vehicle for 15 or 20 minutes on whatever day you choose to come. So bring a hat, bring a gloves, bring a scarf. Binoculars are helpful. I do have a spotting scope that I'll set up so everyone will for sure get a close-up look at the birds. And yes, please bring a camera. There's no guarantees that you'll get a great picture of the eagles, but most programs, at least one time during the day, everyone does get a close-up look or a good picture opportunity of the eagles. But again, no guarantee. But yes, bring warm clothes, camera, binoculars. And the other thing I like to tell people is this is a driving tour. So if you're not in the van, make sure you have gas in your vehicle.
In our past conversations concerning the bald eagle days, you mentioned the nest that's there. Has the nest been actually active in hatching young eaglets here lately?
To be honest with you, last year I don't think it was successful. Prior to that, it had been, but we will get to see a couple of other nests on the way, which have been active. The only thing is, it's not a great place to pull off and look. So normally, unless we have a real small group, we don't have the opportunity to stop and look at these other nests. But I'm hopeful that maybe this nest will be active again this year. But it's a great nest to look at because it's real visible when you walk down to the Gilbert Lake access point, and you can see this nest real clearly.
As you said, you've been doing this about 25 years. Do you feel there's starting to be more eagles that, I guess we should say, are residents of that area that are just staying instead of going up farther north and then coming down for winter, or is it staying about the same?
No, I really do. I think there's becoming more and more every year. First of all, if the eagles nest and they are successful, they will stay. But in addition to that, just since there's more eagles, I think that there's, you know, some eagles that you are seeing in the area more often than what you have in the past. I mean, I'm quite sure of that.
For anybody who would like to participate in all these different tours you have coming up starting in January, and you do need reservations, tell them how you can do it. Is it by phone, online, or how do they do it?
It is on phone, by phone, and the phone number is 618-786-3323. And the earlier you call, the better chances are going to be of getting in the van. So keep that in mind.
So maybe if you call a little later, you might say, I want to go on this date, and then they might have to take another date because it's sold out?
It might either be sold out or the van might be full. You know, then people tend to want to get in the vans and take them first 13 spots pretty quickly, typically.
Scott, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Well, thank you very much for having me here.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.